Hello, you've reached Mr. Mocha. We're on in 5. Well, all right then. I'll collect my thoughts, pour my drink, and we'll make some magic happen. Thank you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we take some time out of our very, very busy lives to get a drink and reflect on both the world around us and ourselves. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha. And tonight's choice of beverage is some green tea with jasmine, specifically the Marks & Spencer's brand. A friend earlier this week recommended that particular brand. She said it was better than Twinings or any other brand I could possibly think of. And I'm not too sure whether she's comfortable with me mentioning her real name. So I'll refer to her by her alias, which I've given her based on our previous conversations. Miss Vino, thank you for your recommendation. I can only agree with you. The blend has a very comforting, very soothing, almost welcoming taste and feel to it. It'll probably become part of my regular routine. So if you are a fan of green tea and jasmine, and you'd like to give this a try, and you haven't before, pop down to M&S and let me know what you think. But how are you all, ladies and gents? I hope you've had a good week. As I always say, this podcast is a chance for me to express my thoughts and share some moments of wisdom with those of you that tune in on a regular basis. We've talked about taking breaks before, and so I hope that this episode will be your break, no matter how busy your week has been. And if this episode isn't a break for you, then I hope that this episode will remind you to take a break in whatever way you need to. Now, this week's been interesting for me, to say the least. A good proportion of it has been spent studying and getting involved with some extracurricular projects, but a lot of this week has been spent developing relationships, both platonic and otherwise, which for me has been an amazing experience. For example, I've been more talkative with other students on my course at university, and I've come to appreciate them that much more, not just in an academic sense, but as people, as individuals. Now, with regards to the podcast, from time to time, I do have course mates that either mention my podcast or tell me that they listened to a previous episode. I was even told the other day that someone rated it 5 stars on Apple Podcast. Again, I won't mention their actual names because I'm not too sure about how they feel with their identity being put out. But I do remember being told that on Monday, just before clinical skills, so thank you. It's always a bit surreal having other people tell you they've listened to you talk about certain topics, let alone enjoyed it. It's slightly embarrassing for me, but not in a bad way at all. If anything, in a flattering way. They really do say that the memories you make with others at university are those that last forever. So, for all of you who are finalists, myself included, don't take your friends for granted. But at the same time, there have been previous relationships with people that I've had to evaluate as of late, and I've had to distance myself from, and so, in the spirit of this month's theme of spring, I'd like to talk to you all about evaluating your relationships with others. A lot of the things we've talked about to this point have been very introspective, so now I'd like us to all take a look outwards and evaluate our relationships with others. So without further ado, let's move on to today's topic. The theme for this month is spring, and our topic for today is bettering yourself by bettering your relationships. And with that, let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. Now, back in February, we focused a lot about the topic of love, and at one point, we focused on relationships. And we also reached a good few conclusions about relationships and how we can better them. We talked about listening actively, we talked about being open-minded, and a combination of some hypothetical situations that I thought of, as well as the thoughts of my guests, V and Kat, allowed us to gain a better appreciation of both good relationships and bad relationships as a collective, mind you, in a romantic sense. Now what I'd like to do is move to a more general sense. For you see, bar some technical differences, romantic relationships and platonic relationships both share something fundamental. They are a bond between two different beings. Beings who think, beings who feel, and beings who see the world through their own filters. And based on how these two beings see the world, sometimes they might find it easy to gel. In other instances, they may find it difficult because of conflicting ideals. Now, mind you, there is never any issue in having relationships with people that are different to us. Sometimes, by sharing bonds with others that are different, in one way or another, we can learn about the world because we are exposed to another way of seeing things. In turn, we are then able to understand and grow with the world as the part of nature that we all inherently are. There are many different types of people that you will come across, and I am not one to categorize individuals or generalize by any means. But in one way, you will meet people who enrich you. They will support you, and they will help you grow. And the means by which they do so is entirely dependent on who you are, who they are, how you two meet, and how you two are in that moment in time. Even then, there will be variances in the type of support and growth that they offer relative to how someone else may offer you that support. Your family may support you emotionally in one way in a particular environment, whereas your friends may support you in other environments. When you find that you're sick, these people may be the type to offer to buy you some soup when they go into town or buy a pack of cold and flu medication. They may be the type to treat you to lunch on the odd occasion. Not as a personal gain, mind you, but just out of the goodness of their own hearts. They might be the type to talk to you on the phone for hours or stay in your room talking about feelings and experiences just to vent until 2 or 3 in the morning. You feel cherished and you're content. On the other hand, you will meet people who perhaps don't support you as much as you'd like them to, or perhaps in the way that you deserve. Now again, I'm being very careful with my words because people are all on a spectrum. And similarly, our emotions and experiences also exist on a spectrum. And so no situation is ever really black and white. There is always some colour dashed between the lines. You may find that certain people aren't there for you when you need them the most. Perhaps you helped them out on a couple of occasions and you were hoping they'd do the same. But when you ask, there's always seemingly an excuse. Perhaps you're feeling quite low and you're not too sure how to ask for help. That might be something you're working on. But instead of them asking, what's wrong or would you like to talk about it? They may just say, oh, I hope you feel better soon. A relatively blunt answer. Perhaps that you find that you're always changing your plans for another, but they never really do the same for you. The bottom line is that you feel as though you're being taken for granted, but you don't want to rock the boat, so you shake the idea, and you don't really ever say much about the situation to anyone else. Now, when I was younger, I always daydreamed, as you can probably imagine. My dad always said I had my head in the clouds, and I remember having a chat with my mum. And I remember saying at one point that I believed that everyone had these white ribbons connected to one another. I remember saying that we were all connected on the grounds that we were all human. Now, the latter statement I elaborated on a bit later in life, when I was older. But if you really think about it, am I wrong in saying that? Or am I wrong in believing that? The words of a complete stranger can make a person think or feel a certain way. You may have seen the actions of a passerby on the high street. And those actions were enough to make you make a remark, or think, or again, feel differently to how you were before you saw that passerby. In the end, as humans, we all have the capacity to influence and to change how others feel, either for the better or the worse. Now on those grounds, we are all connected. Furthermore, I then remember telling my mum that some of us had red ribbons connected to each other. These red ribbons were a bit sturdier than the white ribbons, and I came to understand later on in life, upon reflection, that those ribbons represented the bonds that we are meant to make in this lifetime, as opposed to the casual bonds that we have with others on the basis that we're human. Now, I'm a firm believer in most things, if not all things, happening for a reason. We learn as we are exposed to good times, trials and tribulations, and sometimes that involves meeting certain people. Sometimes we meet people and as we grow and they become friends for life. For example, I would say without a doubt that some of the friends that I've made at university, I'd be more than happy to have them around for the remainder of this lifetime. They've helped me learn about themselves and in turn about myself. As a collective, we've supported each other and celebrated with each other. I deem those relationships to be healthy, and they're relationships that I wish to and will continue to cherish. On the other hand, I've had experiences with people which are indeed memorable, but they are no longer in my life in the way they were previously. And I'm sure for you, upon reflection, you'll realise the same. In your case, that might be a friend or perhaps an ex-partner. And whilst it's very tempting to want to get rid of those memories of that person, to want to forget them, to regret anything that happened, to pretend they never existed, I urge you, ladies and gentlemen, not to do so. In your experience with that person, you may have learned something about yourself, or the world around you. In turn, your relationship with yourself may have strengthened that much more. And so even if that person who once shared a red ribbon with you is no longer around, it doesn't mean that you have to let go of what you've learned and what you now have. That might be a sense of self-love, or a greater sense of self-love. It may be a greater appreciation for those around you or yourself. It may be you now have better friends and, by corollary, better relationships. It may just be a lesson which you can carry forward into the future. I want to remind you all, ladies and gentlemen, as I always say towards the end of each episode, you're a lot more than you think you are. And so with regards to your relationships, think to yourself, does this relationship benefit me? Am I being treated in the way that I deserve? If you are, that's good. Cherish that relationship. Cherish that person that you share that relationship with. Don't take it for granted, because it's the little things that make a big difference. And if you're not, then reflect. Why am I not receiving that treatment? Maybe I should talk to that person and express how I feel. If I think so, why have I not asked them yet? Or should I consider taking my leave? Remember, friendships, relationships, they are not a right, they are a privilege. And if we take privileges for granted, privileges are taken away from us. Remember, the choice is yours. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. As per usual, I'd like to thank the artists whom without, I would not have been able to make this episode. You can find their details in the description of this episode, as per usual. I've been your host, Mr. Mocha. Tune in next week for another episode on this month's theme of spring. It's been a pleasure talking to you all. See you next time.
How do I finish off this episode? Just remember that you are so much more than you think you are, even if it doesn't feel that way. Because remember, there was never a rainbow without a bit of rain first. Thank you.